We can be saved by believing in the work of the baptism Jesus received and the shedding of his blood. Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 to 10. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. I want to ask this question: are the churches that exist in this world today properly fulfilling their functions? To properly fulfill the function of the church as described in the Bible, the church must be a place that testifies to the salvation work of Jesus Christ, enabling people to receive the remission of sins in their hearts. It must also fulfill the role of salt in the world. To do so, the Church of God must be able to wash away all the sins committed by Adam's descendants by testifying to the righteous work of Jesus Christ. People can then hear the gospel word of the water and the Spirit preached by the Church of God and receive the remission of sins in their hearts through faith. The churches that exist today in the 21st century must be a place that presents to people the word of the baptism that the Lord received and the word of his sacrifice on the cross. In other words, they must fulfill the role of guiding people to wash away their sins through faith by testifying to the word of the baptism Jesus Christ received from John. However, unfortunately, unlike the early church, most churches today are not able to fulfill the work of spreading the gospel of water and the Holy Spirit. Today's churches have lost the true gospel word that the apostles of the early church believed, which has made them prey to spiritual frauds. As a result, they have come to preach only false doctrines, having lost the gospel word of salvation. Here, spiritual frauds refer to those who preach only Jesus' blood on the cross, excluding the work that he took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John. They are especially taking advantage of their congregation's material possessions, time, and devotion. They are using the cross of Jesus as a front to rob your soul and material. They deceive their congregation spiritually in the name of Jesus, so their innocent followers have become their prey. They are not those who have met the Lord and been born again. They spread lies to believers in Jesus and satisfy only their fleshly desires within their denomination. The true Church of God must be able to cleanse people's hearts of sin. The Church of God must be able to heal those who have been wounded in their hearts by committing sins in the world. Have you believed the gospel that Jesus took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John? Have you only believed in Jesus who was crucified on the cross? If so, you are merely practitioners of worldly religion. Today, you must consider whether you are merely religious people who believe only in the cross of Jesus, or if you are believers who live having been cleansed of your sins through faith in the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood on the cross. You must think about whether you are mistaken in thinking that you have been cleansed of your sins by believing only in Jesus, who was crucified and shed his blood as your Savior. Such people claim to have been saved from their sins by faith in the blood of Jesus, but in reality, they are still living in this world as sinners due to the sin that remains in their hearts. These individuals have never once heard the word of the Lord who took on the sins of the world by being baptized by John and cleansed your sins, Therefore, they continue to live as sinners. If you believe in Jesus as your Savior but still remain sinners, how pitiful you must be. Those who have sin in their hearts are sinners who have never truly met Jesus. Today, Christians seek to resolve their sins through prayers of repentance. Those who hold this belief think that the blood Jesus shed on the cross has cleansed them of their sins. However, after repenting and as time passes, they realize that sin still remains in their hearts and they are still sinners. If you are living a life of faith by believing only in the blood of Jesus who was crucified, you must truly meet and believe in Jesus Christ who came in water and blood to receive true cleansing of sins. If you believe in Jesus as your Savior but still have sin remaining in your heart, how can you claim before God that you are not a sinner? If you are living as a sinner with sin still in your heart despite believing in Jesus, you must encounter and believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit recorded in the word of Jesus to be cleansed of your sins. When you meet and believe in the Lord who washed away the sins of the world by being baptized by John, you will be cleansed of your sins. If you have believed only in the blood of Jesus on the cross and thought you could be sanctified through your own efforts, put aside that belief for a moment and seek to meet the truth of the word where Jesus was baptized by John and cleansed the sins of the world. If you are currently trying to be saved by believing only in Jesus who was crucified, how can salvation be accomplished? You must meet the one who leads to the door of salvation, and also become someone who encounters and believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If you desire to be sanctified through your efforts, you must understand the mystery of the baptism that the Lord received and have your sins washed away by faith in order to fulfill that desire. You must know how weak and insufficient you are. You must also realize that you have a sinful nature that inevitably leads you to sin, and understand that the Lord is your Savior who washes away your sins through the word of the baptism he received from John. We must live by relying on the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that the Lord has given us while living in this world. You and I must know that we are weak and insufficient, unable to avoid sinning. Therefore, we must have the faith that learns and believes in the word of the Lord's baptismal ministry, through which Jesus took on all our sins by being baptized by John. It is then that you will encounter the path to having your sins washed away. Now, you and I must know and believe that Jesus is the one who has washed away all our sins once and for all. We must understand that the doctrine of sanctification taught by the denominations in this world is merely a vain doctrine that cannot be achieved without faith in the work of Jesus. When the Lord sees you who believe in such Christian doctrines and strive for them, he considers you as lost sheep. If you acknowledge before the Lord that you are lost sheep, you must meet Jesus who was baptized by John to take on the sins of the world, was crucified, and rose from the dead. You and I must become those who receive the remission of sins by believing in the Lord who took on the sins of the world by being baptized by John and was crucified to save us all. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Why was Jesus baptized? It was to take upon himself the sins of the world once and for all. Jesus Christ, at the age of 30, was baptized by John in the Jordan River to bear the sins of the world. Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. He took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John, and through his crucifixion and resurrection, he has eternally resolved the sins of those who seek to be born again. We can receive eternal remission of sins by believing in the work of Jesus Christ who came into this world. We lived as instruments of Satan because of our sins. However, we must understand that the only one who has saved us from our sins and has made us righteous is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus is the Savior who came to this earth to save all sinners from the sins of this world and make them born again through the baptism he received. Jesus accepted the sins of the world by being baptized, was crucified, rose from the dead, and has thereby become the eternal Savior for those who believe in him. Therefore, we must have hope that all our sins can be washed away through faith in the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood on the cross. The Lord wants us to be washed away from all our sins. Today's scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." In this verse, we can encounter Jesus Christ who bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. This passage shows us that our Lord took upon the sins of mankind once and for all through the baptism he received from John, and consequently was crucified, shed his precious blood, and rose from the dead. Jesus was baptized by John to take on the sins of the world and save all sinners from the sins of the world. And he was crucified, shed his blood, rose from the dead, and has become the Savior of you and me who believe in him now. This means that Jesus has become the eternal Savior for those who believe in this true word of salvation. God created the heavens and the earth with his word, and on the sixth day, he created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden. However, Adam and Eve sinned against God because they lacked faith in the word of God. We should remember that before they sinned, they lived in an intimate relationship with God. However, Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan and sinned against God, and thus their communication with God was severed. This was because they ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, which God had forbidden, creating a barrier of sin between God and humankind. As a result, sin, which is contrary to God's holiness, entered their hearts, and they were ultimately driven out of the Garden of Eden. From this time forward, Adam's descendants were born as sinners with 12 kinds of sinful nature inherited from their parents. In this way, they became sinners who always committed sins while living in this world. When did God plan salvation for mankind? Did God plan salvation before man was created? Yes, this salvation was to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So, sinners before God desperately needed a Savior who would save them from all their sins. They must now listen to the work of the baptism of Jesus and the shedding of his blood to accept the salvation he has given in our hearts. God the Father had a plan of salvation to make his Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrificial offering for our sins. God created human beings in his image from the beginning of creation. And the triune God wanted to make those who believe that Jesus washed away the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John and was crucified into God's people. The salvation that God the Father wanted to achieve was for his Son Jesus Christ to take upon himself and wash away the sins of the world by being baptized by John, to be crucified, and to be resurrected from the dead. In God's salvation, the baptism that Jesus received from John and his blood on the cross was planned. This plan was made to make sinners into the people of God. God created humans in his own image. After Adam and Eve sinned against God, he ordained that all people would be born as sinners, inheriting 12 kinds of sin in their hearts from birth. Mark chapter 7 verses 20-23. He also planted in people's hearts a desire for holiness and eternity like his own. When all people became sinners, God the Father had decided to provide salvation through his Son Jesus Christ. God the Father wanted to fulfill his will by having his Son Jesus take upon himself the sins of this world through being baptized by John, and by having him be crucified, shed his blood, and be resurrected from death. And he has granted the gift of eternal salvation in the hearts of those who believe in the baptism that his Son Jesus Christ received from John and his shedding of blood on the cross. God the Father allowed all who believe in the saving work of his Son, Jesus Christ, to receive true salvation. God clothed those who believe in the righteous work of Jesus Christ with true salvation. God, having compassion for sinners, intended to become the Savior for those who believe in the word of truth that saves from all sins. That is why he had his Son Jesus be baptized by John to take on the sins of the world, be crucified, and be resurrected from death. God made Jesus Christ the sacrificial offering for our sins, for us who became sinners by transgressing before God. Jesus took upon the sins of mankind once and for all through the baptism he received from John. Why did Jesus have to be baptized by John? It was to bear the sins of the world on his own body. It is written in Matthew chapter 3 verse 15, Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. Jesus said to John, "By being baptized by you, I will take upon myself the sins of the world, and this will become the righteous act of washing away all sins." The baptism that Jesus received from John was an act through which God passed our sins on to the body of Jesus. It was for Jesus to take on the sins of the world once and for all through the baptism he received from John so that he could be crucified and bear the condemnation for our sins in our place. Jesus was baptized by John, crucified on the cross, and rose from the dead to become the Savior for those of us, the believers. All of this happened because God wanted to save us from the sins of the world. It was an act to complete God's merciful love for us. Jesus obeyed God the Father's plan of salvation to save us from the sins of the world by bearing the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John in the Jordan River, being crucified on the cross, and rising from the dead. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, he said, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Thus, by receiving the baptism from John, Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world once and for all, and then by being crucified on the cross, shedding his precious blood, and rising from the dead, he became the Savior for those of us who believe now. The baptism Jesus received from John was his fulfillment of God's work to bear and cleanse the sins of mankind. God had his Son Jesus be baptized by John, be crucified, shed his blood, rise from the dead, thus he granted eternal remission of sins to those who believe in this truth. The Lord has become our Savior by taking all our sins upon himself through his baptism and bearing the condemnation of our sins in his own body in our place. It was an angel who challenged God's authority. Do both angels and human beings have free will? Yes, they do. The fallen angel who rebelled against God is Satan as we know him today. You may then ask where in the scripture the fallen angel is recorded. It is written in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 11 to 15 of the Old Testament, "Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments. The maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations! For you have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High.' Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit." The Lord said he would punish the fallen angel. Here in verse 11, "Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments." God created angels to praise him, but this one fell and became a sinner. And in verse 11, God said to him, "Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments." The stringed instruments mentioned here were used to praise God, and God said that he fell to Sheol along with these instruments. This verse shows that the angel praised God's glory beside the throne of him. He had praised God's glory by playing instruments, but he rebelled and was cast down to Sheol. That angel incited his fellow angels to become adversaries of God. God decided to cast them down to Hades along with the harps they used. God prepared Hades to judge the sins of the angels who opposed him and the people who were deceived by them. And he resolved to cast them into Hades along with the angels. The fact that God cast those who opposed him into Hades is a message that still applies to us humans today. And the sound of your stringed instruments. The fallen angels were forced to stop what they were doing, We must realize that God has prepared Sheol and is waiting for those fallen ones who claim that salvation exists in all religions of the world today. They do not fear the Almighty God and think of Him irreverently, they cannot escape God's judgment. You must not forget that if you ignore the Almighty God and His word and take them vainly, you will fall into the Sheol He has prepared. Do you believe there exists another Savior in the universe besides Jesus Christ who came to this earth? God is the one who lives forever and is worthy of all praise. However, if created beings think and believe that there is someone other than Jesus who can save mankind from sin, they will stand before God's judgment seat and be judged for their sins. They must realize that their thoughts and actions are sins before God, turn away from them, and return to God by believing in His righteousness and the truth of salvation He has given. Otherwise, you will sit in the same place of destruction as the fallen angel. God said to the fallen angel, "The maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." Lucifer means a bright star in the sky. It refers to one who praised God in heaven. However, this angel, in his pride, coveted God's glory and position, and as a result, was cursed by God. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Why did the angels who lived in glorious heaven, praising God, fall into Sheol? It was because they did not believe in God's holiness and justice, and instead harbored thoughts of becoming God themselves. They also caused man, whom God had created, to fall into sin and become God's adversaries, and thus came under the just curse prepared by God. Those who do not accept the righteous works of Jesus in their hearts are arrogant. Who is arrogant before God? They are those who do not believe in the Word of God. Even today, people do not want to believe in the truth that Jesus, the Savior of sinners, took upon Himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John in the Jordan River, was crucified and condemned for them in our place, and has thereby saved those who believe. Such people will ultimately stand under the righteous judgment of God. God says His judgment awaits those who oppose the word of salvation He wants to give. God's judgment is righteous. It is written in Romans chapter 6 verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Living in this world, we commit many sins, and those will surely be judged. Therefore, God the Father sent His Son Jesus Christ to John to be baptized and bear the sins of the world, so that those who believe can be washed from their sins. Jesus took upon Himself the sins of the world once and for all when He was baptized by John, and then was crucified, shedding His precious blood to save all sinners from the sins of the world once and for all. We have come to understand that God gives true salvation to those who believe this word of salvation in their hearts. We must know and believe that the Lord's work of salvation for us is the genuine truth of salvation. We must realize that God's righteous judgment awaits those who do not believe that the baptism Jesus received from John and His shedding of blood on the cross was the work of salvation to wash away our sins. We must believe that God considers such people as those who oppose His righteousness and will judge them accordingly. We must recognize that although God is the God of love, He will punish those who do not accept and believe in the love of salvation that God has given to mankind. God the Father has fulfilled the work of saving us from the sins of the world once and for all through His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father planned to give eternal salvation to believers through the baptism Jesus received from John and His shedding of blood. Jesus granted the blessing of becoming children of God to those who believe in the work of the baptism He received from John and His shedding of blood. God the Father granted true salvation to those who believe in the truth of salvation Jesus fulfilled through His baptism and blood on the cross. However, He said that those who do not accept in their hearts, but instead oppose the truth of salvation, that Jesus Christ was baptized by John and shed His blood on the cross, will be treated as sinners forever. Our God is holy, and He wants us to acknowledge the order He has established, obey His word, and live a life of glory that He gives us with faith. On the other hand, God has determined to judge the sins of those who unite with the arrogant angel. The fallen angel tried to take God's glory for himself, but God ensured that he could not escape the judgment for his sin. Those who do not believe in God's righteous love will be cast into hell along with the fallen angels. Thus, the most arrogant angels among God's creatures, together with their followers, have become God's enemies and are destined for destruction. Attempting to tempt humans into becoming like themselves, the arrogant angels have become unable to escape God's judgment. How dare angels, mere creations of God, covet God's throne? Indeed, it is fitting that they receive God's judgment and suffer eternally. Through the prophet Isaiah, we can see God cast out the angels who opposed him from heaven. In this way, we have examined why Satan came into being and what happens to those who side with him. The lesson we can learn from this truth is that if we become like the fallen angels, we will be destroyed along with them. Who is the ministry of Jesus for? Was the baptism of Jesus to bear our sins and transgressions? Yes, Jesus bore the sins of the world through his baptism. It is written in Isaiah chapter 53 verses 5-6, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." As prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53, in the New Testament era, Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John in the Jordan River, was crucified, rose from the dead, and thus became the Savior who has delivered from sin those who believe in this truth. Let us examine the ministry of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 3 verses 13-17. We must understand and believe why Jesus had to be baptized by John, shed his blood on the cross, and rise from the dead. To be saved from our sins, we must have faith in Jesus' ministry based on the Word of God. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3 verses 13-17. In Matthew chapter 3 verses 13-17, it is shown that Jesus could wash away our sins by accepting the sins of this world through the baptism he received from John. Bearing the sins of the world through the baptism received from John, Jesus was crucified and shed his precious blood, thus granting salvation to those who believe in this righteous work. And he rose from the dead and became the Savior of all who now believe in his merciful love. We must pay attention to the fact that in the New Testament era, Jesus took on the sins of this world and washed them away by being baptized by John. If Jesus had not been baptized to bear the world's sins and shed his blood on the cross, he would not have been able to pay off the wages of our sins. We must now believe in the work of Jesus to reach salvation from all our sins. The name, Jesus Christ, means the King of Kings, the High Priest of Heaven, and the Prophet. This Jesus came as the Savior of mankind to fulfill his ministry and took upon himself the sins of the world. Jesus Christ bore the sins of the world by being baptized by John, was crucified and died, and rose from the dead to complete the work of salvation to become the Savior of sinners. We must wash away our sins through faith in this amazing work of salvation where our Lord took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John. And we must live by faith before God, believing that Jesus was condemned for our sins in our place by being crucified and became our Savior. The prophet Isaiah prophesied in 700 BC that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, would be born on this earth. He knew that Jesus Christ would be baptized by John to take upon himself the sins of the world, and that he would be crucified and shed his blood to bear the punishment for our sins in our place. Thus, he, foreseeing in faith the work of the baptism Jesus received from John and his cross, prophesied, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth," Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7. The book of Isaiah contains the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, who foresaw the work of salvation that Jesus would fulfill. By receiving baptism from John, Jesus took upon his own body the sins of the world, thereby bearing the shame of sin that sinners should have endured. And Jesus, who bore the sins of the world, was able to complete all the work of salvation by being crucified, shedding his blood, and dying on the cross. Matthew chapter 11 verses 12, 3, 13 to 15. I urge you to deeply consider and believe in your hearts the ministry of Jesus, who took upon the sins of human beings by being baptized by John. Anyone who believes in this gospel of the water and the Spirit can be saved from their sins through faith in the real truth of salvation. The work of salvation that Jesus carried out when he came to this earth by being baptized by John and being crucified was possible because Jesus obeyed and submitted to the will of his Father God, like a lamb before its shearer. Jesus determined to accept the sins of mankind and bear the condemnation of these sins in our place during his 33 years of life. Jesus was able to say, "It is finished," on the cross because he had taken on and washed away the sins of the world by being baptized by John to fulfill his ministry. If Jesus had refused to be baptized by John, the sins of you and me who now believe in Jesus as our Savior would have accumulated like mountains in our hearts. Then, even though we believed in Jesus as our Savior, we would not have had our sins washed away. Our hearts would have been filled only with God's judgment, and the fear of our sins would have consumed us. But Jesus, like a sheep before its shearer, obeyed the will of God the Father. Jesus was baptized by John and crucified as our sacrificial offering to become the Savior of all sinners. Therefore, we can receive the remission of our sins by believing in the work of Jesus being baptized by John and the work of shedding his blood on the cross. We who live in this present age must be washed from our sins by believing in the work of the baptism Jesus received from John to save me and you from the sins of the world. I believe that this is the faith of the gospel of water and the Spirit God has given us. Jesus took the sins of the world upon his body by being baptized by John to accomplish the salvation of all sinners. Then, he was crucified, shedding his precious blood, and rose from the dead, and has become the Savior to all who believe in his ministry of salvation that saved sinners. We must be saved by believing in our hearts the truth of salvation, that God the Father planned and his Son, Jesus Christ, sacrificed himself to blot out our sins. It is written in Isaiah chapter 53 verses 8-10, "He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Many people try to wash away their sins through prayers of repentance. Is it right to wash away one's sins through prayers of repentance? No, one must wash one's sins through faith in the baptism Jesus received from John. Human beings' sins cannot be washed away through prayers of repentance. Some people teach that one can cleanse one's sins against God through prayers of repentance. They must realize that they are mistaken due to their lack of proper knowledge about the work of Jesus, who was baptized by John and washed away the sins of the world. As we know, the leaders of the early church washed away their sins through faith in the baptism Jesus received from John. The saints of the early church also believed in the baptism of Jesus. Like this, the people of the early church were saved by believing in Jesus as their Savior, who took on the sins of the world through his baptism by John, was crucified, and rose from the dead. However, within Christianity, there was an incident where the truth of the gospel, which the saints of the early church believed in, was lost. In AD 325, the Roman Emperor Constantine corrupted the gospel word believed by the disciples of Jesus in the early church. The gospel that the apostles and saints of the early church believed was that Jesus is the Savior, who took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John, was crucified, and rose from the dead. However, Roman Emperor Constantine summoned the religious council to create the Nicene Creed, also known as the Apostles' Creed, and within its content, the truth that Jesus received the baptism from John to wash away the sins of the world was excluded. They completed the Apostles' Creed and officially recognized it as the faith of the apostles. They held the religious council to create a syncretic religion and formulated the Apostles' Creed, omitting the truth that Jesus was baptized by John to wash away the sins of the world. They then proclaimed it to people in the emperor's name. The Apostles' Creed they announced only recorded Jesus who shed blood on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended, and will come again. However, they left out the gospel word that Jesus took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John and washed away the sins of those who believe in this. They only recorded and proclaimed Jesus on the cross in the Apostles' Creed. They caused those who would believe in Jesus, from that time forward, to commit a grave error. After AD 325, Emperor Constantine made it impossible for any church, Catholic or Protestant, to believe in the gospel word that Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John. As a result, believers today have come to know only the crucified Jesus as their Savior. The Apostles' Creed thus has omitted the ministry of Jesus' baptism, making it difficult for many people in both Catholic and Protestant churches today to know about it even though they want to. Consequently, they have led people to believe only in the crucified Jesus as their Savior. In this way, those who created the Apostles' Creed caused the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to be removed from our faith. The word in which Jesus was baptized by John to wash away the sins of the world once and for all. They must now admit their wrongdoings and testify in faith to the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that the Lord took upon himself the sins of the world and washed them away by being baptized by John. They must confess their sins before God, be converted, and believe in the true gospel of the remission of sins, through which Jesus bore the sins of the world and cleansed them through his baptism received from John. By doing so, they too can be saved from their sins. Many Christians living in the 21st century do not know the truth that Jesus washed away the sins of the world by being baptized by John. So they are exhausted and collapsing while trying to wash away their sins through their own prayers of repentance. Today's church leaders live with honor and wealth, but their congregations remain sinners who cannot receive the remission of sins. Because their teachings do not contain the truth that Jesus washed away the sins of the world by being baptized by John, their members are living as sinners even though they believe in Jesus. Even though they believe in Jesus, they have not been able to receive the salvation and blessing of the remission of sins in their hearts. However, we can now all escape from the trap of Satan's deception and return to the gospel word of baptism, where the Lord took upon himself our sins and washed them away, and receive the remission of sins by faith. We can now be cleansed even of our transgressions. We can receive the remission of sins by believing in the word of the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross as our salvation. Today, God's church is preaching the gospel truth that Jesus took on and washed away the sins of the world, And all who believe in this can receive the removal of their sins and praise God. Now, all those who believe in Jesus around the world must not only believe in the blood of Jesus on the cross, but also in the ministry of Jesus who took on the sins of the world and washed them away by being baptized by John. Therefore, they must become those who have their sins washed away by God and give thanks to Him. We must pass all our sins to Jesus through faith in the baptism He received from John, and thus become those who have been washed from all our sins. Therefore, we must always rejoice before our Lord and be thankful to Him in our hearts. I hope that you will be saved from all sins by believing in the ministry of Jesus, who bore the sins of the world by being baptized by John, rather than the Christian doctrine you have believed until now. After taking upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John, Jesus was crucified, shed His blood, rose from the dead, and thereby has become the Savior of you and me. Now we must thank the Lord because we have received the remission of sins in our hearts by believing in the baptism He received in His cross. This means that we must be grateful to Jesus for enabling us to receive the remission of sins in our hearts through faith in Him as the Savior who washed away the sins of the world by being baptized by John, as revealed in the Old and New Testaments. However, today's followers of syncretic religions claim that salvation can be found in other religions besides faith in Jesus as the Savior. This is truly regrettable. They say this even though the Lord said, "For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now, we must receive the removal of sins in our hearts through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, as testified in the Old and New Testaments, to be saved from all the sins of the world. Jesus Christ received baptism from John, taking upon Himself and washing away the sins of this world, so the only thing we must do by faith is to believe in this truth. We cannot erase our sins by ourselves. Therefore, the only way we can have our sins removed is by believing that Jesus gave us salvation by taking upon Himself the sins of the world through the baptism He received from John. The truth that we can be saved by faith is that Jesus became our Savior by being baptized by John, crucified, and shedding His blood, and there is no other way to believe this truth. In other words, for those who want to be saved from their sins, there is no other way than to believe in the baptism the Lord received from John and His blood on the cross. Jesus Christ has become our true Savior by taking upon Himself and washing away the sins of this world through the work of the baptism He received from John. This ministry of salvation contained His love that He wanted to give to mankind. Why do people today not seek to have their sins washed away by faith in Jesus' ministry of being baptized by John, even though He bore and washed away their sins through His baptism? We must believe that Jesus Christ bore the sins of this world and washed them away by being baptized by John, was crucified, shed His blood, and rose from the dead to become the Savior of those who believe in this truth. We must be cleansed of the sins in our hearts through faith in both the baptism the Lord received from John and His shed blood, thereby gaining the faith to enter the Lord's kingdom. Now, let us spend the rest of our lives spreading the Lord's gospel and enter His kingdom by faith. What is the gospel that we must believe? What is the gospel of the water and the Spirit that we must believe? It is the gospel of the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. Religious leaders living on this earth are telling you to wash away your sins only through the blood of Jesus on the cross and the doctrine of repentance. And until now, the believers deceived by them have been trapped in the doctrines of confession and repentance, not knowing the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. We need to understand why they cannot return to this truth, even when they try to. I think the reason is that their leaders cannot let their followers go, as these leaders want to reign over their congregation. Their leaders regard those who believe in Jesus as their prey and are plundering their souls. Seeing this situation, my heart is filled with sorrow. I am now telling Protestant and Catholic leaders to return to the word of salvation of the Lord. I am telling all of them to wash away their sins by believing in the true word that the Lord took upon the sins of the world by being baptized by John. Have you encountered and believed in the word of truth that Jesus accepted and washed away the sins of this world through the baptism he received from John? We all must be washed from our sins by believing in the true gospel word that Jesus took upon the sins of the world and cleansed them once and for all when he was baptized by John. This means we must believe that Jesus has become the Savior for all of us by bearing the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, being crucified, and rising from the dead. We must have our hearts cleansed of sins by believing in the true word that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took upon himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John and washed them away. Many people today are deceived by Christian doctrines and fail to encounter the true gospel of the baptism that the Lord received from John. I am preaching to you the true gospel of salvation, the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I am telling you that the reason Jesus was baptized by John was to bear the sins of you and me, and I hope that you will believe this gospel word and be saved. Now, let us all be washed from our sins by believing in the true word that Jesus took upon and cleansed the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. Jesus saved you and me from the judgment of the world's sins by being baptized by John, dying on the cross, and resurrecting from the dead. Therefore, let us believe in the Lord's work of salvation and receive the remission of sins and everlasting life. We must have our sins washed away by believing that Jesus Christ was baptized by John to take upon himself the sins of the world. The truth of our remission of sins is contained in the work of salvation that Jesus fulfilled by bearing himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John, dying on the cross, and resurrecting from the dead. To become the Savior of mankind, Jesus washed away our sins through the work of the baptism he received from John on this earth and the blood he shed on the cross. So, we can be cleansed from sins once and for all and become eternal children of God by believing in the truth that Jesus bore and washed away the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. You are now hearing the true gospel through the Old and New Testaments, in which Jesus has saved sinners from the sins of the world. We can be saved from all our sins by hearing and believing in the word of the baptism and blood of Jesus, which contains his ministry. Jesus is the Lord of salvation who took upon himself the sins of the world by being baptized by John. Those who believe that Jesus' ministry of being baptized by John and shedding his blood on the cross is their salvation, have been saved from their sin. Now, you must believe in the Lord as our Savior, who saved us from sin by bearing himself the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, being crucified, shedding blood, and resurrecting from the dead. You will then have the same faith as the saints of the early church. You must be washed from our sins by faith in the gospel of the water and the Spirit written in the Old and New Testaments. I urge you all to return to the word of the Old and New Testaments and be washed from your sins by believing in Jesus as our Savior, who took upon the sins of this world through the baptism he received from John, was crucified and shed his blood, and rose from the dead. I would like to conclude today's sermon here. I pray that you all become people of faith who believe in the Lord's work of salvation and receive God's blessings. I hope that, through the true word of salvation given by God, you will receive eternal remission of sins in your hearts, and become God's people and his workers who glorify our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.